Now we have the story of a red brick building in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Not so impressive from the outside, but downstairs, underground, you could find books from all over the world. Those who went there include Charlie Porter, a customer at Schoenhoff's Foreign Books.
It was this great sort of microcosm of multiculturalism right there in the middle of Cambridge.
Porter went looking for Spanish and French literature.
You know, it was like this club that monolinguals don't really have access to.
You notice he says it was like a club? The bookstore is closing its doors tomorrow.
Since 1856, it's been a place where knowing a language unlocked another culture. There was literature in languages like Dutch, Japanese, Portuguese, French, and German.
But physical real estate has become too expensive. So Schoenhoff's Foreign Books is moving exclusively online.
We have just to see that the industry is really changing. And we need to say hello and good morning and just come to our new area.
Madeline Flanagan is the store's executive manager who opens up shop every morning, or who has been doing that. She is optimistic about the change since, of course, many customers already shop online.
As for the idea of having a farewell party tomorrow, she says no need.
We are not completely getting out from Cambridge because we want eventually to come back here. I mean, this is where Schoenhoff was born. So we don't want to say a goodbye. We are not. Maybe we're taking a little break from, but we're coming back in a short time.
Madeline Flanagan, after 161 years, writing a new chapter for Schoenhoff's Foreign Books.